about God's gentle but powerful character. Maybe you've never been in a position in life where you just didn't know how you were going to make it. Maybe you've never been in a position in life where you've looked at the kids and you looked at your check and you say, this don't add up, but the kids need shoes and the kids need food and the kids need medicine. How am I going to make it? Maybe you've never been in a place in life where temptations all around are calling you, and your head says no, but the temptation is stronger and stronger and stronger, and you don't know how you're going to hang in there. All up above my head, I hear music in the air. I really do believe that there's a God up there. Can I get a witness? Your job, my job, the church's job, in this age, is to be the witness for Jesus. It is our job to tell a sick world that there's a bomb in Gilead. Mm-hmm. It is our job to tell a lost world that Jesus is able to do all things but fail. It is our job in this vapor called life to go to the east and to the west, to go up high and to go low, to proclaim that God is able.
Yes. Yes.
Can I get a witness?
Yes, yes, yes.
My daddy, in his 90 plus years of living, sits in North Philadelphia nursing home, not sure who he is, not sure who I am, not sure what day it is, but there's one thing that still resides in his soul, that God is able. Amen. Y'all didn't hear me this morning. Out of his mind by medical standards, but he still, when he visits, he is able to say, don't you forget about God. God is able. Can I get a witness?
Yes, yes.
Susan is my witness that at 2:30 in the morning when the music started to blast and seemed to increase in power, it made it difficult to sleep. Now, this day and age, you want to be careful about calling the police for retaliation. She is a witness that even in the midst of all that noise and turmoil, at the God-forsaken hour of 2:30 in the morning, God was able to grant a spirit of peace. Can I get a witness? You are witnesses of these days. You are witnesses of God's almighty power. You are witnesses of God's life-sustaining blood. You are witnesses that God is alive. You are witnesses that on the third day, he got with all power in his hand.
Yes, yes.
But what good is a silent witness? What good is a witness who says nothing? You imagine going to court and the judge looks at and the witness gets to the stand and then you get the question, the witness says, nothing. challenge you this morning, Prince of Peace. Remember